While part of Europe struggles with heavy flood conditions, part of Africa struggles with bone-dry conditions. We're starting with France. The Seine River, which runs through Paris, burst its banks over the weekend. The flooding isn't quite as bad as it was in 2016, and nowhere near the level it reached during the Great Flood of 1910, when many Parisians had to evacuate. But though most people there seem to be taking this event in stride, officials say it could be another week before the waters have significantly receded.
Stabilize is the word everybody's using this morning because the situation is headed towards stabilization. The river levels are still rising, and there was some rain overnight. But the Seine here in Paris is expected to peak sometime during the day today or overnight tonight at about a little less than the levels of the flood of 2016, but there are big differences between this flood and that flood. And one is that December was a very rainy month, and the month of January, according to some people, was the second wettest in almost a century. And because of that, the reservoirs around Paris, which can have a buffering effect on the flood waters, in fact, are now full. And if there's any further rain, it has no place else to go but here. Now, as a precaution, the officials in Paris have evacuated some of the low-lying apartments, basement apartments, especially on the west side of Paris, and they have taken works of art out of some of the museums, out of the basements of some museums. They have as well closed down a gallery in the Louvre here behind me. In terms of damages, there's no way to estimate it exactly right now, but officials are saying, a former security official for Paris, for example, said that he expected it to be in the hundreds of millions of euros, especially when one considers that the river traffic, this is a major transport hub for Paris, the river traffic has been cut off now for days. As well, they won't be able to determine exactly the extent of damage because they have to wait until the flood waters go down. That could be weeks, and they can do a proper inspection of the underground railroads, the footings of the bridges, and other things that are presently submerged. Jim Bitterman, CNN, Paris.